A little bit slow here and there. Beltway all but cleared out, though, in Maryland and in Virginia, except for that spot there at the Wilson Bridge. We may have a new problem on the inner loop just past Route 1, and I believe that's going to be on the local lanes. We may have a new crash there. 395 and 95 are good. 95 BW Parkway and 270 each running well in Maryland. WTOP Traffic Center presented by Window Nation. Get 50% off all styles of windows. Visit windownation.com today. Bob Inler, WTOP Traffic.
Now we go to 7 News First Alert meteorologist Steve Rutan.
As we move through the evening, scattered showers will begin to overspread from west to east. Could find some brief heavier downpours along with a few rumbles of thunder. Those showers will draw to a close later tonight with wake-up temperatures tomorrow mainly in the middle to upper 50s. Showers on and off for your Friday, 58 to 63 degrees. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rutan in the First Alert Weather Center.
We have rain in most of D.C. now and much of Fairfax County as well, including 495 right through McLean and other parts of Fairfax County, G.W. Parkway area. We have a lot of rain in Prince William County, including the Dale City region, on down to Triangle, Quantico, Aquia, Stafford County as well, getting some rain. Upper Marlboro is at 68 degrees. We'll cool off to 55 overnight.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
And good evening. I'm Dimitri Sotis. Coming up here, we have breaking news. Pro-Palestinian demonstrators have returned to George Washington University. A live report is on the way in minutes. You don't have to worry about a state government shutdown in Virginia. There's a deal to tell you about.
D.C. settles sexual harassment cases involving the mayor's former chief of staff. I'm Nick Iannelli.
Metro's future plans for bus service could mean the ending of hundreds of bus stops. I'm Mike Marilla.
A bittersweet farewell to a restaurant that's been operating around here for 25 years. We'll go in-depth with Axios, D.C. Stay with us on WTOP. It's 8 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Stormy exchanges at former President Trump's so-called hush money and election interference trial in New York. Former adult film star Stormy Daniels was cross-examined by the defense. CBS's Robert Costa says they tried to show how she has profited from publicity.
Trump's attorney Susan Necklace led an often tense cross-examination of Daniels, who prosecutors say accepted a $130,000 payment from Trump's former attorney Michael Cohen before the 2016 election in exchange for keeping quiet about her story. Necklace focused on Daniels' high-profile appearances after news of her alleged sexual encounter with Trump, which he denies made headlines.
Also, the judge denied a second defense motion for a mistrial. After the shooting death of U.S. Airman Roger Fortson in Florida, his mother grieves. She says that they took her gift to stir during a disturbance call response. The family's attorney, Benjamin Crump, says a deputy went to the wrong apartment. Fortson didn't know it was police breaking into his home, and he grabbed his gun to protect himself. Okaloosa County Sheriff Eric Aiden.
The deputy did announce himself, not once, but twice. Mr. Fortson's comments indicate that he did acknowledge it was law enforcement at the door, and he arrived at the door with a firearm in his hand.
Sheriff Aiden says the deputy has been placed on administrative leave. Three people have died in last night's storms, including tornadoes in Tennessee and North Carolina. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee has spent the day surveying the damage.
We're right here in Maury County, the hardest hit spot as far as the tornado damage goes. Significant flooding all across the state.
Tonight, 64 million people are under a severe weather threat from Texas to the nation's capital. Even as the U.S. has urged Israel not to strike in Rafah, Israeli forces are getting closer to that city. CBS's Ramy Innocencio.
Our CBS News producer Marwan Algul, who is in Rafah, has been talking to hospital workers in the past day. One of them was the chief of the only functioning hospital there. That's the Kuwaiti hospital, and he says he feels the booms from Israeli strikes are getting closer, and there's been shelling only about 600 feet away from the hospital.
A deadly avalanche in Utah following late spring snowstorms. CBS's Michael Toscano with the latest.
Utah County Sheriff Rosie Rivera said a search team was able to fly over the avalanche area and confirm that two other skiers were dead, but weather conditions prevented immediate recovery.
We can send everybody home, come back tomorrow, do it in a safe manner.
Names of the dead have not been released. Families have been notified.
On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 331 points. This is CBS News.
And now, a list of things from Progressive Insurance. Home, auto, boat, motorcycle, RV, ATV. Progressive protects them all. Learn more about bundling at progressive.com.
8:04 here on WTOP on this Thursday night, May 9th, 2024. Steady rain in Northern Virginia and parts of D.C., Hyattsville at 66. Good evening. I'm Dimitri Sotis with the top local stories we're following this hour. Breaking news out of Northwest as pro-Palestinian demonstrators have returned to the George Washington University campus. This is happening less than 2 days after their encampment was taken apart by police with more than 30 people arrested. Let's take you live to Foggy Bottom tonight and WTOP's Scott Gelman.
Dimitri, I am here on GW's campus. Things are escalating. At last report, we told you that there was an announcement. Are you ready to march? Well, these demonstrators did march from where they originally started on 21st and H Streets. They were on the street there. That's near the GW Media and Public Affairs building. They marched all the way here to F Street. This is where University President Ellen Brandberg and the F Street House is. That's where the university president traditionally resides. And there are dozens of pro-Palestinian protesters here in front of that home. And there appeared to be, just for a moment, a brief clash between demonstrators and D.C. police. There are dozens of D.C. police here on bicycles lining the sidewalk. And it looked for just a moment they were trying to make their way into the sidewalk in front of the home. However, they ultimately backed away. So the dozens of D.C. police officers on bikes are here on the sidewalk, both sides along F Street. There's a sign, demonstrators in the street, signs that say ceasefire. They are chanting, the people united will never be defeated. You may hear them chanting. They are waving they're waving Palestinian flags. There are some of them that are physically climbing on top of the brick entrance to the home. And Dimitri will continue to bring you the latest developments. It looks like, actually, Dimitri, if you hang with me for a second, there's a tent. There's a tent in the street here on F Street in front of the president's home. This is a large group of about 100 people. They are holding each other's arms, and there is a tent. I cannot see who is in the tent or how many people there are, but the demonstrators are surrounding a tent here on F Street in front of the university president's home. Of course, Dimitri will continue to bring you the latest as this situation develops. Reporting live in Foggy Bottom, Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
All right, stay with us, as Scott said, WTOP, WTOP.com. For the latest on what's happening at George Washington University, it was not even a full 48 hours since the demonstrators were removed from that encampment on GW, and they are back and trying to perhaps establish another foothold on campus. Other news tonight, there will be no financial crisis or government shutdown in Virginia. State lawmakers and Governor Glenn Youngkin have reached a deal on the budget. The General Assembly is set to come back to Richmond next week to approve the two-year spending plan. It goes into effect in July. Full details of this are expected to come out over the weekend, a few weeks ago. Both Governor Youngkin and Democratic lawmakers agreed to throw out a state budget plan and start from scratch. That was after the governor proposed 200-plus amendments to the original budget. We're learning that D.C.'s government has now reached a settlement in a pair of cases involving the former mayor's chief of staff. Let's get some details tonight from WTOP's Nick Iannelli.
This is a development in the sexual harassment scandal surrounding John Falcicchio, who used to be Mayor Muriel Bowser's chief of staff, as well as the city's deputy mayor for planning and economic development. Two city employees accused him of sexual misconduct, and D.C. has now settled those cases. In a statement to WTOP, the D.C. Mayor's Office of Legal Counsel confirms the settlement, but says due to confidentiality provisions, it can't disclose the terms at this time. Attorneys for the victims say they also can't discuss details, only saying they praise the courage of their clients. Falcicchio stepped down from his roles with the city last year when the allegations first came to light. Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
Straight ahead on WTOP, a big milestone for this local nonprofit. And traffic and weather in about 30 seconds.
Hi, I'm Rich McKenzie, owner of Metropolitan Bath and Tile. Bathroom remodeling has been my life for the past 38 years. All of us at Metropolitan have a passion for remodeling bathrooms. We live and breathe this stuff. We love what we do, and it reflects in every bathroom we've remodeled. Visit one of our four beautiful showrooms located in Annandale, Rockville, Bowie, or Towson. Call us at 1-800-NEW-BATH or visit us at metrobath.com. Bathroom remodeling, it's what we do, it's all we do.
Michael & Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael & Son.
Traffic. and weather on the 8th and when it breaks. And Bob Immler in the WTOP Traffic Center.
In Alexandria, on the inner loop of the Beltway in the local lanes, there is a car stopped and blocked in the left lane involved in a crash there. The rest of it's all on the right shoulder. But no responders there as of yet. You're getting by single file to the right in the local lanes on the inner loop at Route 1 in Alexandria. And just a brief slowdown coming off of the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. On the outer loop, there are no delays. 395 and 95 are good to go. Things are generally good all around town now. A little bit of rain here and there slowing things, but other than that, you're doing all right. 66, no delays either inside or outside the Beltway. Beltway in Maryland through Montgomery and Prince George's counties running without delay. And all is quiet up and down 95 in the Baltimore-Washington Parkway on the Maryland side, as well as on 270. 50, clear sailing out to the Bay Bridge. Make your next car an EV with electrifying elegance and shocking incentives, including $18,500 in lease cash on the Genesis GV70. Go to Genesis of Gaithersburg or Rockville at fitzmall.com today. Bob Immler, WTOP Traffic.
Now we're going to 7 News First Alert Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson.
For the clouds and the cool conditions today, our severe weather threat has greatly diminished. That said, it's not zero. There could still be a few strong thunderstorms around the area this evening with your scattered showers. Anything severe looking like it would be southwest of D.C. around Luray, Culpeper, Warrenton, Fredericksburg off to the west with your worst weather occurring between 7 p.m. and 1 a.m. Temperatures this evening 68 to 72. You're in the 50s early Friday morning, and then around 60 degrees for Friday afternoon with a few scattered showers. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Well, as Veronica indicated, we're not seeing any thunderstorms right now, but there is plenty of rain to slow you down. A lot of rain just passed through D.C. and is now in Prince George's County from Lanham through Landover, Suitland area, Camp Springs, and Joint Base Andrews, all getting some rain. There's still some rain in southeast and southwest D.C. and Arlington and Alexandria, southern parts of Prince George's County. Particularly heavy rain from Newington south through Lake Ridge and Dale City and Triangle along 95 in Virginia. I'd still say most of southern Fairfax County as well as most of Prince William County are getting quite a bit of rain here that's pushing west to east across our area. Hyattsville is at 66, Herndon 67. Foggy Bottom, 68 degrees. Some of us could fall all the way to 55 overnight. We're brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. Money News, 10 and 40 past the hour with Jeff Claypool.
Mortgage rates fell for the first time in 6 weeks this week. A 30-year fix still averages 7.09%. Cooler and insulated drinkware maker Yeti report sales up 15% in the last year. Its profits have doubled. D.C. Central Kitchen hits its 50 millionth meal prepared and delivered this week. D.C. Central Kitchen now distributes about 17,000 meals a day. The Dow gained ground for the seventh straight trading day, up 331 points. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
We've made it to Thursday evening. We like to call it pre-Friday around here, and Axios will join us with a list of things to do around town this weekend, including one last dinner rush for this longtime D.C. restaurant that's closing down. Stay with us at 8:12.
At Leidos, a brilliant mind is smart, but a brilliant team is smarter. A ship that finds enemy subs is smart, but an autonomous fleet, that's smarter. Defending against cyber attacks? Smart. Stopping attacks before they start? Smarter. And using AI tools is smart, but integrating trusted mission AI into your technology is smarter. We're not just making technology solutions in national security and health. We're making smart smarter. Leidos.
Do you remember that day, honey, 40 years ago when I got down on one knee?
Of course. And do you remember where you got that stunning ring?
Oh, how could I forget? Dominion Jewelers.
Just like our love, it was unique and beautiful. Dominion Jewelers didn't just sell us a ring. They crafted a symbol of our love and commitment.
Here's to Dominion Jewelers and to us. Cheers to 40 years of love and memories.
Dominion Jewelers. We make it beautiful. You make it yours. Celebrating 40 years of brilliance. DominionJewelers.com. By appointment only.
Coming up later this half hour.
An urgent call in Congress for funding to replace the Key Bridge.
This is a disaster of national significance.
I'm Mitchell Miller, Today on the Hill.
More news from WTOP in about 60 seconds.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Issues that matter most to voters in the DMV. Local races that could make all the difference. Coverage you can always rely on. Election 2024 on WTOP News. Facts matter.
It's 8:15. We're glad to have your company tonight. We are almost to the weekend. It's bittersweet for those who love one long-standing restaurant here in D.C., Marcel's. Let's take you live to Anna Spiegel of Axios D.C. Hello again, Anna. Marcel's been operating for 25 years. It closes Sunday. Talk about kind of what made it such a special place and what they're doing this final weekend.
Yes, you know, as you said, it's closing Sunday. 25 years is a huge new distance for a restaurant. I think what made it special is that it was a classic high-end French style dining, white tablecloths, a piano, a tasting menu. They say, the chef tells me, they're mostly booked up for reservations, but you can still drop into the bar for maybe a glass of champagne and to listen to some piano music.
Yeah, a nice way to say goodbye. But you also say that Marcel's may reopen in Bethesda. What details do we have about that?
Yeah, Chef Robert Wiemeyer, who has Muscle Bar locations in Bethesda, says he's looking for a 40-something seat space to maybe revive the concept. He hired a great husband and wife team to run the kitchen. Chef Jen and her husband, Chef Steven, and they are looking to maybe reopen sometime in the near future.
Let's turn to Arlington now. We can try Chinese tapas, as they're called. What's the name of this place and what can we enjoy?
Yeah, it's called Ni Hao. It's a Peter Chang restaurant. You probably know his restaurants. He has several around the D.C. area. This is his 18th restaurant, and they just opened in National Landing. They have Chinese tapas because they say they want to have big flavors of small plates so guests can try a bunch of different things, whether it's dumplings, salt and pepper shrimp, or pig ears. They're open for lunch or dinner, and look out for their bottomless brunch starting soon.
And we're going to keep this mantra in mind, save Hellbender. This is a local beer purveyor. They've fallen on hard times, I guess is one way to put it, and they need help. Give us some details.
Yeah, so Hellbender Brewing in Fort Totten in Northeast D.C., they had a boiler breakdown in April, and without a way to heat water, they can't make beer, which is, for a brewery, a big problem. So to help offset high costs, they're getting a bunch of breweries together. They're having a party on Saturday with at least 15 local breweries from Other Half, Ocelot, Brewer's Art. They're offering full and half pours. They have food truck food, live music. It's free admission, you know, but you pay your way with food and drink.
Anna, thank you as always for a great rundown of things to do this weekend. And we'll talk again soon.
Thank you.
That's Anna Spiegel live on WTOP with Axios DC. For more ideas about how to have fun each weekend, just head to WTOP.com. We have our full weekend guide there as well. Top stories on WTOP. Pro-Palestinian demonstrators have returned to the GW campus. WTOP's there with live reports tonight. Settlements have been reached in two sexual misconduct cases against a former D.C. deputy mayor. Israel's prime minister says his nation will go after Hamas with or without the help of American weapons, as President Biden appears to be pulling back some. Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead and a check of the roads in just 30 seconds.
I came to Inovashar Heart and Vascular because of their reputation for world-class care for all types of heart conditions. What I've experienced so far is the most comprehensive care possible.
Inovashar Heart and Vascular, delivering world-class care to the D.C. region and beyond. From diagnosis to advanced therapies and complex surgeries. Learn more at inova.org/heart.
traffic and weather on the 8s and when it breaks. Bob Immler is in the traffic center.
On the Beltway in Virginia, on the Interloop and the local lanes at Route 1, there's a crash. You're getting by single file to the right. A little slow coming off the Wilson Bridge into Alexandria in the local lanes. And things are pretty quiet elsewhere. We get a little rain here and there, but other than that, traffic continues to run well up and down 395 and 95. And on 66, there are no delays to report in either direction. In the district, up and down 295, along 395 and 695, you're in pretty good shape. Brief slowdown on 295 north at Pennsylvania Avenue. Other than that, Maryland side, clear sailing out to the Bay Bridge on Route 50. On 95 and the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, good to go on each between the beltways, and also running well on 270 both ways. The 66 Express outside the Beltway was expressly built to save you time. Take control of your travels and visit ride66express.com to plan your trip. Bob Immler, WTOP Traffic.
Now we check in with Veronica Johnson, 7 News First Alert Chief Meteorologist.
Our severe weather threat today with the clouds that have been holding and the cooler conditions greatly reduced, but it's not zero. Listen, there could still be a few severe storms just southwest of D.C. around Luray, Culpeper, Warrenton to Fredericksburg off to the west, and even a few strong thunderstorms around the general area, D.C. Metro included on north. The worst weather 7 p.m. till 1 a.m. Our temperatures by early morning will continue to drop down into the 50s with a high temperature Friday of around 60 degrees with scattered showers. 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Let's check out the radar right now. As Veronica has been indicating, there are no severe thunderstorms. There's a lot of rain, though, in most of Prince William County through the Manassas area, Dale City, down to Triangle and Aquia in Stafford County as well. We have heavy rain in much of Fairfax County. That includes Oakton, Fairfax City, Annandale, Fairfax Station, and the Newington area. All of this getting some pretty heavy rain. It's pushing west to east across the region. D.C. is suddenly rain-free, but that wasn't the case a few minutes ago. The rain that had been passing through D.C. is already east of there in Bowie and Upper Marlboro and Rosaryville in Prince George's County. Gaithersburg at 64, Arlington 67, Lanham 65 degrees, down to about 55 in our coolest suburbs overnight. We're brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Save 50% off installation, plus 18 months zero interest. Conditions apply. GutterHelmet.com. Coming up on WTOP.
Big ticket online purchases are big business for scammers. Tips on avoiding a cyber ripoff. I'm Kate Ryan.
So, my husband's eating healthy, I'm gluten-free, our daughter's vegan, and our son loves burgers, and that makes it really hard to choose a place to eat, which is why Silver Diner has become our go-to restaurant. Their flexitarian menu offers something for all of us, and they use fresh, locally sourced ingredients. It's the one place we can all agree on.
Check out Silver Diner and find something for everyone. Silver Diner, much more than a diner.
Marianne Monroe, the Vice President of Total Experience Solutions and Services at Maximus, on the 2024 CX Exchange, talking about the benefits of applying artificial intelligence to customer experience data.
AI is putting together the common sentiments around topics, as well as enabling employees with Agent Assist, for example, where AI is really helping to understand the topics being asked and serving up the particular knowledge that our employees can use to answer questions.
Create connections on every channel to elevate and transform customer engagement. The Maximus Total Experience Management Solution is redefining the customer experience to move your mission forward, seamlessly blending human-centered design, data insights, and secure technology into one digitally powered solution, reimagining government service delivery at Maximus.com/TXM-solution. Again, that's Maximus.com/TXM-solution.
This is WTOP News.
822, I'm Dimitri Sotis. Great to have you with us tonight on WTOP. Metro's future plans for its buses could bring 30 new lines and even buses to the airports overnight. But WTOP's Mike Murillo reports the new service may have you making a longer walk to your bus stop.
The proposed new lines
include more and better connections between other branches of the Metro Rail system and emerging activity centers.
And Tom Webster, Metro's chief planning and performance officer, told Metro's board the 2025 Better Bus Plan would also create a 24-hour bus network, which will offer better coverage.
Including the region's airports, where we have connection issues now late at night and early in the morning.
The plan calls for changing how bus routes are named and adopting a plan which would see first letters in the route represent areas covered, like D for DC. But with all this could come the ending of more than 600 bus stops, many of which are very close to one another. The impacted stops will be announced on Monday, and you can chime in on the plan before the board decides on it later this year. Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
When you hear Secret Service, you probably think presidential protection. But agents also fight financial crimes like the ones that target people who are making big-ticket purchases. WTOP's Kate Ryan reports on what you need to know to protect yourself.
Stavros Nikolakakos with the Washington Field Office of the Secret Service says scammers look to get into email communications, yours or the business you're dealing with, whether it's a car dealership or a real estate broker. And once in, they wait for their chance.
You're about to send $220,000 as a down payment to buy your dream home.
Big red flags? Pushing you to act fast on that wire transfer.
You're going to miss out on this closing. Hey, you're going to miss out on this opportunity on this vehicle.
If you have any questions, don't use the links offered in that high-pressure email. Contact the business you've been dealing with and check it out. And if you are scammed, he says, contact police, file a report, and then get in touch with the FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Center. It's a hub for reporting cybercrime. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
Planning for a new key bridge in Baltimore underway, and Maryland's U.S. senators are making a push to secure full federal funding for the project. More now from WTOP's Mitchell Miller today on the Hill.
It is absolutely essential that the Francis Scott Key Bridge be replaced as quickly as possible.
Senator Ben Cardin speaking about the need to approve funding for a new bridge, which would cost nearly $2 billion. Cardin and Senator Chris Van Hollen are trying to attach an amendment to the FAA reauthorization bill.
That the federal government pay 100% of the cost of the replacement of the bridge.
A preliminary planning meeting was held this week by state officials as they start the process of envisioning a new span. It's estimated that a new bridge over the Port of Baltimore would take about 4 years to complete. On Capitol Hill, Mitchell Miller, WTOP News.
Sports at 25 and 55, brought to you by Amentum. Solving what's next, engineering a safer, smarter, cleaner world.
8:25. Let's go to Rob Woodfork.
All right, got some breaking Commanders news, Dimitri. Jaden Daniels will wear number 5. It's the jersey number he made famous at LSU. It's all over social media, and the longtime holder of number 5 is the one who made the announcement.
Guys, this is Tress Way. I understand that there's been a little bit of hype going on about a certain number. Maybe you could take a look around, maybe a little bit behind me. You'll see if there's any big news, but I think there may be somebody new in town.
Yeah, Daniel's jersey was hanging in a locker behind him in the video. Way has worn the number 5 in all 10 of his